As the year 2017 comes to a close, there's one trend in Sitka that Utility Director Brian Bertacci is especially happy about: the rise in electric use. Holding a chart, he points to a green line.
You can see how much higher it is than just these previous years, especially if you look at that yellow line and the blue line.
That being 2015 and 2016, which saw electric use plummet in Sitka and the assembly raise rates accordingly, to the frustration of citizens. But this year, Bertacci says the opposite is happening. Between March and October of this year, electricity use in Sitka increased by 4%. That's what the green line represents.
When you saw this line, how'd you react?
You know, yeah, I was very happy. It was at least worth a margarita.
Because it also meant the city was able to meet the bond payment on the Blue Lake Dam without an additional transfer of $400,000 from the general fund. So how did a city on an island grow its electric load? Bertacci thinks some of it has to do with new home construction and businesses burning more megawatts for the city.
We've had a brand new hotel go in downtown. We've had marijuana grow, you know, businesses across town.
But the electric department is also responsible. They've been actively working to bring more customers online. Next year, Bertacci is looking to outfit Kikushihin and Baranoff Elementary Schools with electric boilers. He's in talks with the Coast Guard as well.
That will help electric rates for everybody in this community to have those extra users. So we have to look ahead and plan for all those things. It doesn't happen by magic.
And it's that kind of thinking that gave rise to an electricity incentive program, which the assembly debated Tuesday night. The program gives large commercial customers a break for the first 3 years they come on the city's electric grid. Large is defined as a customer estimated to spend over $75,000 on electricity annually. Here's Mayor Matthew Hunter, who co-sponsored the ordinance with Assemblymember Kevin Knox.
If that resulted in 50 jobs or even 10 jobs, I would see that as potentially being a very worthy use of our electrical resource, because currently we have megawatts of power that's flowing over the dam. So any drop of water that we could turn into revenue would benefit the electrical users in town.
Assemblymember Steven Eisenbeiss isn't holding out hope for a dream user. He predicts the ordinance will instead motivate existing customers to transition from diesel to electric. He took issue also with the fact that the ordinance doesn't specify what the discounted rate would be.
So while this ordinance may pass tonight, I think I would be talking with the electrical director on setting a rate in stone.
Because right now, the ordinance gives the city administrator the authority to set that rate with the customer on a case-by-case basis. Assemblymember Richard Ween also preferred to fix the incentive rate, reversing his opinion from last meeting.
Because when people make business decisions, they want to see what their issues are at the outset so they know if this is the place to be.
But in the end, the majority of the assembly preferred giving the city administrator the discretionary power to set a rate. The assembly approved the ordinance 6-1, with Ween voting against. Here's Bob Petruski making a case for it as written.
If we set the rate, just a scotch too high for that, you know, multi-million dollar to be named later company, I'd hate to lose that opportunity. Whereas if we give the administrator in the electrical department an opportunity to encourage them to come by perhaps, you know, lowering it to whatever their capital needs are, I might be swayed in that direction.
This gives the electric department, which essentially operates as a not-for-profit, some power to negotiate. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.